A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, let's consider the Word of God from Paul's epistle, his second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter number 10, from verse 1 to verse number 7. I read from the New King James translation of the Bible. Paul writing, the Bible says, "Now I, Paul, myself, I am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence I am lowly among you, but being absent I am bold towards you. But I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with the confidence by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your own obedience is complete. Do not look at things according to the outward appearance. If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is in Christ, even so we are Christ's." Don't be a Corinthian Christian church. According to this passage of scriptures, we are not to be a Corinthian Christian church. And by church, I mean you. Your church is not the building. It is not the structure that accommodates us. That church building, it is just a building. It is an auditorium, call it a cathedral, whatever you call it. But you are the church. You and I, where two or three of us are gathered, we become the church. And so, but we are not to be the Corinthian Christian church. Why? Number one, they were in the mold of the world system. Any organization, any believer or group or church, so to speak, that is in the mold of the world system is a Corinthian Christian church. And this is a church that must be avoided. Don't forget, by church, I mean an individual. Maybe it is you or a brother who is in the mold of the world system should be avoided. If it's a Christian organization that operates in the mold of the world system, such must be avoided. The Corinthian Christians, they operated, they were in the mold of the world system. And this is one reason why Paul is encouraging us not to be a Corinthian Christian church. Secondly, they operated in carnality. They were operating in the flesh, in total carnality. You will see very shortly how they lived recklessly, in fornication, in adultery, somebody sleeping with his father's wife, and on like that. And so they were in carnality. They walked in the flesh. They lived in the flesh. Do not forget, we said in our discussion yesterday that those who live in the flesh cannot please God. We are not to live in the motions of the flesh. Any man who is dominated by the motions of the flesh is a carnal Christian, and you can never please God in the flesh. And don't forget, we also said that the newness of life is not a slogan that we should chant. It is a way of life, a life that we must live. The Corinthian Christians are the ones who chant slogans of Christianity, but they don't epitomize it with their lives. They do not evidence it with their lives. They don't live the Christian life, although they chant it with their words. The Corinthian Christian church, therefore, are those who quote scriptures they don't believe in, or rather who quote scriptures they don't live by. They don't walk by it. They just chant it. And so the Corinthian Christians, they operated in carnality. Number three, they fought one another. Any church, any group, any organization where people fight one another is a Corinthian Christian church. Paul said, the servant of the Lord must not strive. But the Corinthian Christians were fighting. They were always fighting one another. Sisters fighting sisters, brothers fighting brothers. There was always a fight. Any organization, any group, where there's infighting and disagreement, misunderstanding that leads to fights, issues that we cannot resolve, that is a Corinthian Christian church. And we are not to be a Corinthian Christian church. Number four, they criticize Paul, their pastor. Anywhere you see people who criticize their pastor, criticize their leader, not for any blatant error, but for their perceived infractions. Everybody see things the way he is. There are people who criticize their pastor all of the time. And I have said it is totally wrong for a believer to criticize his pastor, for a Christian to begin to criticize his pastor. If you criticize constructively, nobody has any problem with that. Of course, there is the room for us to constructively criticize ourselves or appraise ourselves and point our attention to things that are not working well or not okay with our style or the way we do things. But there are people whose penchant is criticism. They criticize their pastors. They criticize their leaders. They do not see anything good in their leader. And I have often said this, and hear it again, that no leader can ever bless you that you don't believe in, that you criticize all of the time. His life can never bless you. The Corinthians criticized Paul. They criticized his authority to preach to them, his authority to lead them. They were very critical of Paul. Anyone who criticizes his pastor, therefore, is a Corinthian Christian believer, is one that should be avoided. And let me quickly add, please don't sit where they are condemning or talking about pastor or criticizing pastor. Don't sit among them. When God, who has called that pastor, who has sent him on an assignment, will start visiting with rod their sins against upon them, don't be a partaker. So it is important for you to step out of any place where they are talking derogatively, criticizing or condemning a pastor, accusing him falsely. Please stay away from such an association or such a group or people. Stay away from them. The Corinthian Christian church, that the people that criticize their pastor. Number five, the Corinthian Christian church were very competitive. Competition. You must avoid competition. Competition is one instrument of the devil to polarize us and make us miss God's purpose for our lives and destiny. Competition takes your attention from the things that God has given to you and causes you to be fixated on those things that have not been given to you. Competition makes you to criticize others and condemn them. Competition makes you to criticize the achievement and the results of others. You condemn their result. Don't forget, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, out of competition, criticized and condemned Jesus. They even accused him of casting out devils by Beelzebub. Don't be competitive. Whatever you don't have, you don't have. And there is nothing you have that you have not received. So don't be in competition with anybody. Praise God for other people. Thank God for their graces, for their gift, and appreciate God for your own. Don't be in competition with any. Paul, addressing this issue, told the Corinthians that those who commend themselves or compare themselves among themselves are not wise. Finally, they winked at gross immorality. The Corinthian Christians winked at gross immorality. They overlooked, they glossed over iniquity, they glossed over immorality, they glossed over fornication, they glossed over adultery. They saw those vices, they knew those who were indulging in such vices, but they pretended as if such vices did not exist. That is a Corinthian Christian church, glossing over immorality, winking at immorality. And don't forget, the Bible says, those who will be punished are not only those who do it, but those who take pleasure in those who do it. The instruction this morning, dear listener, is that you cannot afford to be a Corinthian Christian church. You must renounce every work of the flesh and the world system. Don't operate in the mold of the world system. Don't operate in carnality. Don't fight others in the church. Stop criticizing your pastors. Don't be competitive and don't have fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Don't wink at or gloss over immorality. The Bible says, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and ask God for grace. Father, pulled me away from the mold of the world system. I am being lured into the world system, the mold of the world system, but I cry out for help this morning. I ask that you will help me in the name of Jesus. Help me, oh God. I cry out to you that you will rescue me. I am being pulled into the mold of the world system, but I ask for the grace of you, the living God, and ask, oh God, for rescue. Rescue me from such grip, from such slide, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. I cast off every negative manifestation of the Corinthian believer, the works of the flesh. I drop all in the name of Jesus. I want to be a genuine Christian whose life is worthy of emulation in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace not to go into competition with any, but to compliment other believers. I receive the grace to celebrate other people's achievement, accomplishment in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace not to be in competition with any. I receive the grace to compliment others and to celebrate other people's achievement and accomplishment in the name of Jesus. I pray for that grace to be a genuine believer, a believer whose life will bring glory and honor to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that every work of the flesh in your life be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. The grace to walk in the newness of life, the grace to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, is imparted to you today by the help of the Spirit of the Lord. As you expose yourself to the Word of God, you begin to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, in the name of Jesus. I command every manifestation of the negatives of the Corinthian Christian Church to drop off your life in the precious name of Jesus. Grace not to compete with others but to compliment them is imparted to you. Receive that grace to celebrate other people's achievement. And as you celebrate others, may you also be celebrated. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Join us this morning at the Light Cathedral as we worship God together, 8 a.m. You may wish to join that service on any of our social media platforms. The Lord bless you as you do. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. And for your question, your comment, your testimonies, or counseling needs, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very happy Sunday. The Lord bless you.